agreed, reminding them that he had escorted the prince's younger brother to the Verakai hunting lodge 10 days on the road both ways. At the marshal's invitation, Kiri, the king's squires, and the other marshals stayed in Magan Grange, and after supper they deplored the slow progress. My lord, they will have plenty of time to deploy a large force. I know, that's why Poxenarian wanted me to hurry, but they're going to attack, large force or not, and I need the troops. What about using yeomen from any grange nearby? Kiri shook his head. Should I involve the yeomen of Seya in a battle to protect the king of Leonia? No. If they choose to fight, I'll welcome them, but I have no right to call them out. Besides, said Marshal Hagen, not all granges would be much help. Perhaps the High Marshal is not aware that some granges in the east have nearly withered away. No, if I'd known, I'd have done something. Seklus scowled. What's the problem? I don't know. I hear things from peddlers on the road and that sort. And we all know about the troubles near Conholt and Verakai. Duke Verakai has never been one of my supporters, said Kiri mildly. Marshal Hagen snorted. I'd have put it somewhat stronger than that, my lord, begging your pardon, but he's not as bad as his brother, that one. But my point is, crawling around the country like this, on the one good road, they'll have time to set up an army. Seklus bounced his fist on his chair. But not a very good one, said Kiri. What can they do at most? Let's look at the very worst. Three cohorts of Verakaian household troops, said Seklus, for a start. Your pardon, High Marshal, but they won't get more than two in the field this time of year, said Sulinarian. I've a cousin who married into a Verakaian family. She held to that, and they considered what other forces might come. A half cohort or so of Conholts, ferried across the river, perhaps some local peasantry, ill-trained but formidable in numbers. What about Paganese? Asked Kiri. They froze, staring at him. He went on. The Paganese won't want me as king of Leonia for several reasons. I defeated the Sagan of the West many years ago, using someone else's army, but I commanded. They know I will be a strong king, and they'll have no chance to gain ground anywhere, and they hate elves. But that would mean war between Pargon and Seya, said Hagen. Would they risk that? If they could raid and get back, with perhaps Verakai's connivance, perhaps not. And after all, it's not Seya's king they're after. You think Verakai would let them through? Yes, and blame the whole thing on them as well. Would the Parganese be stupid enough to fall for it? Asked Leith suddenly. You mean, what would they gain? Well, they'd not have me to deal with, and they don't like me, and perhaps Verakai has given or promised something else. A foothold on this side of the border? Gold? I don't know. But just how many Paganese cohorts could the Sagan move if he wanted to? Could he move through Leonia? Asked Marshal Sulinarian of the king's squires. Not without starting real trouble, said Garrus. We have garrisons all along the river. They've tried that before.
The Sagan of the West has 8 cohorts, they say, said Surya, but half of those are stationed along the northwest.
Kiri laughed. Yes, and I'm the reason. That leaves 4. No more than 2 will be close enough to meet us, I dare say. So, a couple of Verakai cohorts, a couple of Paganese cohorts, and who will command those, I wonder? And no more than 1 of Conholt. What of Liart, marshals? How many followers will they bring?
High Marshal Seklus frowned.
I would have said there were no Liartians in Varela, my lord, yet there were. Gerd knows how many are hiding in the forests.
Kiri shook his head.